This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's a interesting situation. We got our first report. This is not where I expected it from. Jordan Schultz, I think, is with Bleach Report. He's kind of just on his own. Mm-hmm. Has, like, the podcast. He was with Fox for a minute, and then I think something happened with Fox. He's not with Fox anymore. Jordan Schultz was at Eastern Motors. I don't know that everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him like hanging out in the, what do you call it, like the lobby of a car dealership, the showroom?
Oh, yeah, I saw him. He was sitting there chilling.
Yeah, I was like, what's up, man?
He got dropped off by some, like a ride share.
Yeah, he probably got an Uber from BWI or something.
Mm-hmm.
Schultz was there. So I would expect when we get news, Schultz will have it. There's always Schefter and Rapp and Garofalo and Rossini. We'll see. First report we've had, though, since last week, I think, or at least the notification that didn't get erased on your phone, B.
Mm-hmm.
Terry McLaurin trying to bring a deal together, not break Commanders apart. But in the report, the source tells McKenna that all options are on the table, including hold out, hold in, deal gets done, or a trade request.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the trade request coming, not at this point.
All options should be on the table when you're trying to get something done and moving forward. That's not really news to me. Who's negotiating and not use every option they have?
Agreed. I don't think they're going the trade request route. And I'm not saying they shouldn't if they need to, but I don't think that's happening. So then of the next three options here, hold in, hold out, deal gets done.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I'm almost like 40% hold in, 40% deal gets done, 20% hold out. We haven't even brought up the fact that you get like legitimate fines at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're heavy.
That's my 100%. 40, 40, 20. Alton is in Richmond. Alton, what do you think happens with Terry, dude?
Well, number one, I think they need to stop going around and keep talking about, is he going to get traded? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? The whole bottom line, Peters just need to sign him, man. He irritating a whole lot of Washington fans. And really, that's one thing you don't want to irritate when you're trying to bring a culture back to a team that's been in scrutiny for over 25 years. So the best thing for him to do is to find a common denominator and get it over and done with so all these people can stop. Is you going to sign him? Is you going to trade him? Because nothing's out there for to trade him with. You're not getting nothing better than him. Just pay the man and get it over with because it's starting to be a headache. And I've been a fan for almost 47 years now.
I'll say this. In Peter's defense, though, sir, you ain't hearing nothing from Peters. You're hearing a lot of people out there speculating and saying stuff. I don't think you hear nothing from Peters.
Nothing.
Well, that's the point. We haven't heard nothing from him. That's what he need to speak. Your number one receiver, and you sitting there not saying nothing.
Yeah, but that's I don't think he needs to speak. I think if he speaks, then you're going to have, just like you have a multitude of people making their mindset, you have a multitude of people saying what they think he said. That's where it kills me.
But wouldn't it be easier to have a culture that you want instead of a culture day? I mean, this man could be getting death threats or something if this go wrong with Kateri. And you doing all that just for a contract?
I don't think that's even a reasonable thing to say.
I think this is what happens in contracts all the time. People negotiate, and sometimes it gets contentious. That's it. I don't think they've done nothing that's been crazy, nothing that's been any different than any other contract.
Because when he broke the franchise record for the 13 touchdowns, they should have just signed him then anyway and got it over with.
Might have been cheaper. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you, man. You keep saying it, and I think fans react emotionally.
Short for fanatical.
But I just think none of this – think about – the Trey Hendrickson situation. That's been going on for 2 years. He had two.
And that's been worse.
Whoever negotiated that deal to have 2 years of non-guaranteed money on the back end of that thing is absurd. That Hendrickson requested
that. Those deals happen. You know why those deals happen, Jay? Because guys care about that up front. They don't look at the other stuff most times.
Well, and he, when he negotiated this one, hadn't been the sack king in back-to-back seasons, right? Like, mm-hmm. Things do change. Everything's fluid. I don't know, man. I think the Terry situation is going to be really interesting to see. We were talking about this morning in the text thread as the Trump stuff was unfolding, that I really wish Terry would just get signed at 9:59 a.m. and we could just have a how fired up are you for Terry day instead of have to talk about Trump.
Well, we did it. We did a segment.
This is interesting of the Trump stuff. Eric Flack covers kind of sports and politics for WUSA. And he, I guess the mayor had an availability today, Mayor Bowser.
Uh-huh.
And Flack tweeted out, new, Mayor Bowser sidestepped questions about level concern over Trump threat to kill RFK Stadium deal if the team didn't go back to the old name, saying only D.C. Council needs to act. When I asked if she would withdraw support for D.C. Stadium if Redskins' name returned, the mayor said no.
I think what Eric and everybody else need to understand, if anyone is dealing with our president at this point, okay, he's a roller coaster ride. He changes at the drop of a dime. Why would you say anything that's going to affect him? So when people ask questions now to the people that are involved, do you expect them to answer something and say something that's going to set them off again? I think that people, when you're in situations and you know whatever you say could cause some issue, you think about it, or you don't say nothing at all. You sidestep it. You try to get the deal done. That's what's the most important right now. It's not just to answer the question that you have to ask.
I think Mayor Bowser has done a really good job throughout this process. And I understand, I mean, hell, Seagraves told us council members listened to the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand there are council members with real questions, and there was a real level of somewhere between frustration and outright hostility in how late her budget proposal got sent to the city council.
Yeah.
It's my understanding it was like 2 or 3 months late. I get why that would piss you off, okay?
There are people who's pissed off at it's all kind of be pissed off in their council.
Right. But I think she has done a really I think the mayor of Washington, D.C. got to be one of the most difficult political jobs in the country.
Hell yeah.
Because
you're working and everybody else control everything you're doing.
Yo, you have no backstop, right? If you're the mayor of Baltimore or the mayor of Richmond, you also have state and county money to support your endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. doesn't have any of that. D.C.'s on its own, on an island. The federal government controls half the city? I don't know. More than that? Less? I mean, both in actual land that they own that the city doesn't get to collect taxes on, and in, unfortunately, we've seen in the post-COVID world, like the federal government not sending people back to work has like cratered kind of mom and pop businesses, delis and dry cleaners. Drive down K Street. Hell, walk around. Try to go to an ATM in the Navy Yard, because all these banks that had branches are closed. Like, there's so much that's beyond her control. And when Trump got elected, reelected, whatever you, when he got elected again, I guess is the right term, I thought the mayor really kind of just held back on a lot of commentary because she wants this stadium to be built. And sure, is that like a legacy project for her? Yes. Does she probably want to announce a re-election campaign on the heels of a successful RFK Stadium project? Probably. But I think deep down, dude, I think the mayor believes this is the absolute best thing that could happen to the city. And I tend to agree. If you look at the shift in offices, I was playing golf 2 weeks ago with a dude that does commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, how's it going? He's like, dude, it's never coming back. He's just like, commercial real estate is never coming back to what it once was. That doesn't mean it can't get better. We can't reallocate resources. Like people
in this city, you say?
I'm in the city, I think all over the country, but especially in this city.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Like, it's one thing for big corporations and the federal government try to mandate people go back to work. But that stuff tends to swing with political pendulums. And political pendulums tend to swing. So who knows, not next year or 3 years, but eventually, like, people are going to work from home, and smaller businesses, smaller companies that employ, when you add it all up, that employ a ton of people, dude, they have realized that if you remove the overhead that an office brings, lease, electric bills, equipment, all that stuff, you remove that overhead and you continue 85, 90% of your productivity, you're making more money.
Question I would ask, though, do they all keep 85, 90% of their productivity going? Because I'll be honest with you, I know a lot of people that work from home, and I guarantee you they're not working and putting in as much as they was doing when they were in the office.
That's a fair question.
And listen, bro. Yeah, you may not have that overhead, but you lose out on write-offs and all that type of stuff, too.
Yeah.
You lose out on
depreciated things. It's a complicated calculus.
So I understand what you're saying, but ultimately, if I got you in the office, I can expect you to do more. If
you
you're
think
at home,
it's ever
I don't
gonna,
know when you're breaking.
Do you think it's ever going to get back to how it was?
I think in this city, I would say probably not because it's too political. In other cities, I say yes.
In this,
I still see buildings being built as I travel around.
Sure.
So if I don't think they're building them if they don't expect nobody to come into them.
I think what you see now is, especially in this city, people are trying to convert old office space into like apartments and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to work. I hope it works great. But I think the mayor is legitimately onto something that we need to make this city more of a destination and this big ass stadium project that I think realistically you got 9 or 10 home Commanders games.
Mm-hmm.
Say you get 5 or 10 more football games. Military Bowl maybe moves from Annapolis. You get some big time college football games in there. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech probably wants a game in there. Notre Dame will play a game in there. You get this super dope stadium. Then you get concerts, festivals, whatever.
Olympics, Super Bowl.
Right. Like Super Bowl and Olympics are one offs, but they could just have outrageous financial impact.
But like, once you get one, you start getting other stuff.
Final Four, WrestleMania. Say you start getting 25 to 30. Legitimate big events in that stadium a year. I'm not a math guy, but say that because a lot of people come even if you're not going to the game, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So the stadium's going to seat 65,000.
Yeah.
So say that brings 100,000 people into town for the event.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are fairly conservative numbers.
Yep.
Say it happens 25 times a year.
It's a lot
now,
of people.
For a regular Skins game, a lot of people are just driving so that they don't need hotels. But say...
A lot of people do get hotels, too.
Yeah, and half those games, people are coming from out of town. I mean, how many people is that? 100,000 for 25 events. Is that 2.5 million? Is that 25 million?
A lot of people.
I don't know. But there, people are going to spend money. I think it's a legit investment into bringing more money to the city. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons the mayor...
If your complaint is that you don't have, you need to find ways to get. Not stop ways to get.
Yeah, and I think her saying if he mandates the team name has to be Redskins and she's not going to stop it, I think it's smart politics. Whether or not she means it, I don't know. I don't think it's going to get to that line. I think a lot of this is designed to put pressure on the council to get this done. And frankly, I support the idea of just getting this done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.